This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, what a difference a day makes. No doubt about that. Nikki Haley now suspending her campaign, saying Donald Trump has to go convince the voters, that the supporters that she had in the primary season, but not really endorsing Donald Trump. So that's an interesting sort of thing. Completely expected, obviously. I mean, this is not something that's so far out of the blue, but kind of like the crushing victory that Donald Trump did on Super Tuesday. And that was kind of expected as well. But once it actually gets there, it really begins to hit home. This is real. Something is really happening here. And I think the same thing with Nikki Haley, knowing that she would most likely not give some kind of resounding endorsement of Donald Trump, but yet, of course, telling him that he needs to go out and try to convince these voters. Well, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the show. We're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we've gotten a lot of great direct messages. We love to get your messages, your comments, and so forth. We always appreciate that very, very much. But we're going to start, of course, here with Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley did suspend her campaign. She did stop short, obviously, of endorsing Donald Trump. But let's hear a little bit of what she said earlier on Wednesday.
But the time has now come to suspend my campaign. I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in. Our national debt will eventually crush our economy. A smaller federal government is not only necessary for our freedom, it is necessary for our survival. The road to socialism is the road to ruin for America. Our Congress is dysfunctional and only getting worse. It is filled with followers, not leaders. Term limits for Washington politicians are needed now more than ever. Our world is on fire because of America's retreat.
Okay, so you get the idea of what Nikki Haley was talking about. You know, generally speaking, I don't think people really would necessarily disagree with what she's saying. The world is on fire, my friends, and that's a very unfortunate fact. The road to socialism is the road to ruin. There's no doubt about that. History is replete with that kind of example. So, yes, of course. But I think that obviously when it came to some of the support for Nikki Haley, certainly some of the voters that went into some of these primaries, in the open primaries, they were able to come in and vote across political party lines. So you might have had a lot of Democrats or others. And again, by not really coming out and endorsing Donald Trump, and I know there's no love lost there, that does strike a blow at the unity that's needed for Trump to move forward and the GOP to move forward, not just for the White House, but for the House, the Senate, and other down-ticket offices throughout your state, local governments, things like that. I think Nikki Haley could have said, I don't expect that she would, but I think that she could have said, it might have been a little bit more unifying to say, yes, Trump needs to reach out to these different voters, many who supported me in my campaign, but I'm going to help you do that, or I'm going to work towards making sure that we win in November. That's what she could have said. But the other day when she sort of pulled back from the pledge, the initial pledge to support the eventual nominee, that might have spoke volumes to many of us, I believe. All right, let's head over to the telephone line real quick. I think we got Anthony in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I hear an overlapping sound. Yeah, good morning. I heard Denise Simon use the word bombastic in regards to what Trump formally presented when he entered the arena. My question to you is, do you foresee him as being mature to the fact that he came in pretty rabid on taking and saving the country from what the Democrats had pretty much laid down on it? And do you foresee that he kind of went in blindly, not really expecting the severe onslaught that the liberals and the progressive left were going to unleash on him when he became president in 2016? Because to tell you the truth, I recall earlier when the previous format of the show, I pretty much just laid down the fact that I foresaw the media was going to come against Trump when he came into his presidency, and it's gone, I think, triple that onslaught. I think, in my perception, I think he's matured to the point where he's weathered the storm that was put upon him, and I think my hope is that he gathers around people around him that he'll advise him properly, that he can depend on. And again, it's all for the sake of this nation's survival.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your input on how do you perceive Trump at this point? Do you just foresee him as being matured to the point where he's not depending on lashing out, as one of your former callers made, that he doesn't need to rely on getting heavy-handed against his opponent, but just focusing in on what our country needs to do and what direction he needs to take it in other words, for this country to survive.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Your insight would be very helpful. Thanks.
I appreciate that, Anthony. And we're heading out to the break, but on the other side of the break, I'll address those points, and I appreciate the call, and we'll talk again soon. Take care. All right, Anthony in Tampa, everybody. And, yes, great questions all. And when we come back, folks, we'll talk about that. Can Donald Trump sort of be coachable? That's what Denise Simon was talking about. And we're coming right back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition continues.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the Thursday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Thursday morning. And we're heading into, of course, the 5 o'clock hour. Heading through the 5 o'clock hour. And if you're just waking up, just joining us here on the radio, we hope that you have a great day ahead of you. And one of our jobs, of course, is to get you up, get you ready. And as the time flies by throughout the wee hours of the morning across America, thanks again, everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, and everybody along the GCN network this morning, of course. And we appreciate GCN very, very much. Everything they're doing for the program, they work very hard for the show. And once again, they distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. So welcome one, welcome all. And I appreciate the previous call. Anthony had called in and asking about Trump, because we were talking earlier with Denise Simon, and we also had another great caller as well earlier in the program, John in Sarasota. Talking about Trump and his demeanor, his mode of operation here. And I appreciate Anthony's question very much. You know, has Trump matured? I think there's no question that Trump has matured in terms of politics. You know, when he came in 2016, he was not a politician in that sense. And that stood him in good stead, I think, because he was able to basically have that message of, you voted for these people forever, especially if they were, you know, they were Democrats, and these they never did anything for you. It's never gotten really appreciably better. So what have you got to lose, especially with some of the demographics and different voting groups that the Democrats really just take for granted and have taken for granted for decades and decades in this country? So
I do think that there were some unforced errors. If you do a review of the Trump administration, per se, so I don't think that he would be as prone to those kinds of things in a second administration. I think there was also the issue of coming in and getting everybody's resignation. You know, there was a lot of people embedded in there that really created headwinds. But one of the things that Donald Trump can do, in addition, by the way, there's the other aspect of, you know, being heavy-handed, or especially when it comes to these legal cases and so forth. I think Trump does hit back. He does counterpunch. He does, and in fact, that's sort of been the hallmark of Donald Trump. But I do think that he's finding that balance, and will continue to, and really needs to, in terms of going after the voters who also are so very concerned with what's happening at the ground level, in terms of their kitchen table budgets, in terms of what they're looking at, in, inflation, interest rates, things like that. I do think that a lot of people do see the attacks on Donald Trump by these prosecutors and others. They see it for what it is. This is, no pun intended, trumped up in order to create this problem, try to kick him off the ballot. He's an oath-breaking insurrectionist, says the Secretary of State in Colorado, and on it goes. But no, I do think that he has gotten a lot better at navigating all this. And to a great degree, too, because when Trump comes around now, or he goes to these rallies, or he goes to these campaign events, he's already got this track record as president. So that's something that your typical candidate for president doesn't have. And when he's able to address many of these issues, he's able to speak from experience. I think he's gotten a little bit better at some of the extemporaneous talk that he did, because people latch on to things. Like, for example, being humorous, I think, was the point when he was talking with Sean Hannity. People say, I'm going to be a dictator. Well, I'm just going to be a dictator on day one, meaning that I'll do my executive orders that are lawful for the president to do, just like Joe Biden came in and did. And in a sort of a humorous way, said, yeah, I won't be a dictator except on day one. Well, I'll do all this stuff. That's fully understood. But we still hear it today. Even just the other day, Hillary Clinton says, well, Trump says he wants to be a dictator, and on it goes. And that's just all part of the messaging. But yes, when he came down the escalator, by the way, and this goes back to Anthony's question, I think when he came down the escalator, I don't think he had the idea of how bad it really would be, but it started up. And Trump may be the only person, the only politician who's actually able to take that onslaught, and somebody who could have walked away, right? In other words, he had the choice never to come down that escalator, but he did. Then he was president, and then he had the choice to walk away after the 2020 election, but he didn't. You know, he knows exactly, I think, what's coming at him at this point, and that's what terrifies the far left. That's what terrifies them. They don't know how to do this anymore, or how to interpret this anymore. So that's why it's gone from, you know, Trump is a racist and Trump is this, to Trump is going to destroy our democracy. And it goes on and on and on. And you know what we're going to hear about that? We're going to hear about that in the State of the Union. We're going to hear in the State of the Union, whose side are you on? We're going to hear about the MAGA. We're going to hear about all these things. And we're going to hear how wonderful everything else is that's going on right now. We're going to hear how wonderful it is. And we're going to get a pretty lopsided view from President Biden on that. Of that, you can be sure. But, of course, also in the State of the Union, we're going to hear about a lot of other programs that are going to be he's going to propose. And there are always these programs that go out 10 years down the road. And, you know, in 10 years, we're going to be spending less, or we'll have 50% needless, something or other within 10 years, and everybody sort of collapse, but it never ever comes to fruition. That's because State of the Union speeches have become just much more of a temporary wish list a lot of the times, something that Biden can come out and say, we're working on this, we're working on that, but there's never really going to be any real follow-up because the primary target here is going to be Donald Trump. That's just the way that it's going to go. But you've got everybody sort of rallying the troops right now. Joe Scarborough saying how wonderful Joe Biden is, that he's the best Biden he's ever seen. Biden's the best he's ever been right now. And so now they're trying to turn this stuff around where, you know, you could say, well, Biden's been around for 50 years. And everything is messed up like you wouldn't believe over the last 50 years. And now they're trying to turn that to a plus. Well, he's been around 50 years. He's maybe older, but he's very wise. And I've talked to Donald Trump, and he's more than cogent. In fact, Joe Scarborough went out of his way to say, no, you know, I use the word cogent, but, you know, this doesn't go far enough. You know, you don't know this guy. He can just, you know, go look at the New York Times interview and this kind of thing. They are desperate, with a capital D, desperate to try to counter what people are seeing with their own eyes and what they're hearing with their own ears. You know, I think it was in hour number four here, right here in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday, we talked about the fact that Joe Biden said he's winning in five polls in a row. Well, no, that's not really true. He's not winning five polls in a row. I don't know if this is the best Biden that he's ever been. But we do see how they are trying to reinterpret, because which tells me right now, at least for the time being, they've decided they just got to ride this thing out. And if you really think that Joe Biden is more capable now than he might have been just as a person, right? Because we're watching this deterioration. So there's the politician side of it and so forth, but we're watching this deterioration. I mean, if you look at that video, even back from the 2016 election, it's very, very different. I should say the 2020 election, it's a very, very different Joe Biden. Or if you go back even further than that, when he was vice president, it is a very, very different Joe Biden. The deterioration is enormous. And people do see that. And, yes, Trump should be beating him a lot more, but it's not so much that people are for Joe Biden. There's a lot of Democrats out there, I know, that are going to be philosophically in line with what the Democrat platform is. But a lot of that can change because people are taking a hard look at their life. They're taking a hard look at their situation. And Trump can speak to that now, even more so than before, because he has a record. Stay right there. We're coming back with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
U.S. USA News Update. Nikki Haley has decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the High Court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Thursday edition, literally going by at warp speed. So if you see something whooshing by you, that's us. It's the program, and we're glad that you're coming along with us. We're glad to be coming along with you this morning. And if you're just waking up, getting ready for your day, we're glad to say good morning to you and help you get ready to make it a great day today. We hope that you got some great plans. And I'll tell you what, folks, the State of the Union will be here again, you know, tomorrow morning. We'll be telling you what Joe Biden said. And, well, I think you know the rest. Okay, it's time now to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We talk to him every week, every Thursday morning at this time. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. And once again, great to talk with you, Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. And yes, it's you know, going to be the State of the Union. One of the things, of course, we're going to be watching to see if they talk about any of the challenges that veterans are facing in the VA healthcare system, foreign policy, and the overuse of the military in foreign policy and things like that. Because, you know, as veterans, we actually have served to make sure that we have a free and prosperous America. And if they're not keeping their promise to us, it's going to demonstrate that they're not really concerned about veterans. But also, if they're using the military for everything around the world, then that greatly brings concern to veterans because, well, the military is the one who suffers for bad foreign policy decisions. So those are two of the things that we're going to be definitely looking for.
Well, indeed, indeed. You know, I have a feeling that a lot of it's going to center on it's going to center on Trump. It's going to center on stuff like that. It's going to center on the economic wonderful thing or something that's happening right now. But what you're talking about, of course, is at the very heart of the matter. Because the world is catching on fire. And I don't know that the president's going to address the idea to say, well, here's kind of why it's catching on fire, because we can't get our act together.
Well, also, I mean, what is the intention for us to be in everybody's everywhere? So as an example, we're all in the Middle East right now. And, you know, you think about the global economy, the Middle East is, or the majority of the Middle East is actually a minority of the world's economy. And here we are spending, you know, how many billions of dollars to do operations out there when predominantly it's the rest of the world's area that moves commerce through the Middle East. And of course, if we had energy independence, we wouldn't have to rely on our military to be over there to keep the waterways open for other nations. And so this all plays into the greater picture of America's future. So as the State of the Union talks about, you know, what is the current situation is, they often lay down the blueprint for where they're going in the future. And again, the overuse of the military and us being into just a blank check philosophy when it comes to spending in Ukraine, us coming into a philosophy of defending the world's waterways, like over in the Middle East and the Red Sea, where, you know, India could absolutely come in, China could absolutely come in and defend their own shipping and not have to have the United States do it, but somehow we're always assumed that we're supposed to do it. And again, all of this is affecting America's security, which is, of course, important to veterans and all Americans, but to veterans, because it's those of us who served in the military who had to face bad decisions.
Well, indeed. I think another thing that the president will address, which I think is not going to be very pleasing to many of the American people, is that somehow I think he'll address in earnest a lot of the things having to do with the immigration issues and helping people who are coming across the border illegally. But compared to what we're doing for veterans, I think a lot of people think that resources and all these things that are being consumed by the agenda to have the illegal aliens come across the border, a lot of that could be directed to our vets.
Well, think, and we've spoken about this before, the VA is using their staff, regardless of who pays for it, the VA is using some of their staff to facilitate the ability to have unauthorized immigrants and others get care in the community. So one of the things is the Mission Act in 2018 was passed, which created the Community Care Program for veterans. There are people who are specifically in the VA who are supposed to help facilitate veterans getting care in the community. But if you're using the staff to do that instead of using them to facilitate it for the military, then that, of course, proves your point. But further on to that, we're also now seeing, because of the PACT Act, they're going to just open the floodgates. They already have. On the 5th of March, they said if you've had any toxic issues, then you can just go straight in and get care at the VA if you're a veteran. But what they haven't done is fix the already broken system. They haven't improve the number of doctors and providers and things like that. And they're also, of course, as I stated just now, not pushing community care for veterans to just simply get the care in the community, causing veterans to have to drive miles and miles for care.
Well, indeed. And one of the things that's on your website, cv4a.org, right now, is an article dated March 5th, so very, very recent here, about the long wait times that are continuing to happen at the VA.
Right, and that's all based on the fact that the VA actually doesn't want veterans to go out into the community. I mean, if you go on there, you can click the embedded links to the Mission Act and things like that, but there's also a particular link to what's called a Freedom of Information Act request that was done. And this Freedom of Information Act request is basically where they ask for the information about wait time calculations. And that's where our sister organizations, Americans for Prosperity Foundation, found that basically the VA is intentionally doing this to veterans. So here's the law. It says, veterans, you don't have to travel from Mississippi to Tennessee to get care. You don't have to travel from Florida to Georgia to get care, or from Miami to Orlando, or from San Diego to San Jose. You don't have to travel these long distances. Just simply ask, or the doctor should offer you community care instead. But what we're finding out is the VA would rather have veterans travel those long distances, wait those long wait times, so they simply stay in the VA, proving it's more about the VA keeping veterans in the system than it is about the VA taking care of the veterans.
Well, indeed, indeed. And, of course, something else the president, I'm sure, will address in the State of the Union will be the idea of jobs, you know, just the concept of jobs and trying to bring jobs back and things like that. But one of the greatest resources we have in this country to fill jobs are our veterans, right?
Absolutely. And this is where states like Florida, Ohio, and others have done a really good job on what's called occupational license. Because, you know, Kyle, I have to admit, a lot of troops like to take their breaks and sit around and prod each other and joke with each other. But, you know, we often more than anything talk about what we're going to do when we go home. And we talk about the girls we want to catch back up with and the family we haven't seen. But more than anything, we talk about the careers we want to have. Well, I want to go home and start a garage. I want to go home and become an architect. I want to go home and become a lawyer and things like this. So it's the ability to come home and get jobs. There's so many people that don't understand we are already training troops on these jobs. So last year, Florida did a very good thing, and this is just one of many examples. Wastewater purification specialists in the military can take and go into the middle of nowhere, suck mud out of the jungle, and make it drinkable water. It wasn't until last year that Florida made it to where they can automatically be a wastewater specialist and go into a secure, safe, hygienic building and run a water purification facility to allow water to be pumped out into the community. And so for decades, this skill was out there, and they would have to go through additional training to do something when they were definitely trained to do this already. And that's the thing. For jobs for veterans, but it also demonstrates that where you should be able to take your job from another state and come into that state and not have these artificial barriers to employment. A lot of times, people want to come to Florida or great states that have great economies, and they can't because their occupational license prevents them from automatically transferring and getting those jobs. So we talk about jobs, and we talk about careers and freedom and movement and all these things. Government usually is the barrier to those things, and the federal government is actually one of the biggest barriers.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, there's a lot of great stuff over at cb4a.org, by the way. You've got the Overwatch section. You've also got sections about the different projects you're doing right now. So we definitely want to direct people over there. They can also find you on X, formerly Twitter, of course, at Concerned Vets, correct?
Absolutely. And what they'll see there is some very up-to-date information. We have a story of a veteran who was basically denied access to the VA community care program. We put out information about Senator Scott getting mad about veterans not getting the timely care they deserve, and so much more. So, yes, definitely check us out on Twitter as well.
Wow. Well, the time just flies by, Jimmy, and I'm really glad to talk with you this morning, and we'll talk with you again next week at this very time. Take care.
All right, Kyle, thank you. God bless.
God bless. Jimmy T. Smith, everybody, cv4a.org. Go over and check him out. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar
generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy. Doing what I
All right, the Thursday edition continues on, everybody. And yes, we can see Friday from here, but we've got Thursday. And that also means, of course, we got the State of the Union. And, yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. I think a lot of people are going to be tuning in to see if Biden, you know, is able to make his way through that whole speech. I don't expect that it's going to be an extremely long speech. State of the Unions can go on for some time, but I think it's going to be a little bit curtailed from what we're usually used to. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we continue here through hour number four of the show. It's been flying by. It really does do that. I can't explain it. I just accept it. But we've got a caller calling in this morning. We've got Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad that Jimmy T. Smith brought up the Freedom of Information Act and getting into details that really you don't see every day, but they're there. And specifically, I'm bringing up weather warfare in that the weather has been used for over 70 years as a tool, a weapon tool, and I think it still is. It's ruining the food supply. When you hear on the news that over 3,600 cattle at least and still dying in Texas, you look at what happened in Hawaii, you look at what happened in Kansas a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. where you saw almost 10,000 cattle dead with fires. You see the Canadian fires, and you see a hurricane in Acapulco that started up in 12 hours. If you don't think they can whip up this kind of thing, you need to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a younger veteran what kind of weapons are up in space. You are looking at directed energy weapons that can start a fire at your house, by the way, because they can pinpoint where they want to aim it.
Wow.
And look at the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones. How did that happen? Do you know what the Georgia Guidestones are? Do you know what they said? The first sentence was, we want to kill 7 billion people on Earth. I think those things need to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to take seriously that there's people out there that want to kill you. It's not just about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger picture out there. So I'm glad he brought that up, because those details are in there, but people don't see them.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary and St. Pete. Appreciate the phone call. And, yeah, I remember the Georgia Guidestones, they were mysteriously knocked over, I think. Yeah, I think what she's referring to there is that one of the prerequisites on there was somehow to keep the population of Earth no more than 500 million. So you tell me in this day and age how that would even be possible. You know, in the in earlier times, 500, 1,000 years ago, you might have been able to have those kinds of numbers overall, right? But not these days. That would be a huge change, wouldn't it? So there are a lot of odd things inscribed on those stones. Okay, let's listen in here real quick. We got a quick audio clip from Speaker Johnson talking about the State of the Union, because we'll be talking about that, of course, on tomorrow's program after Joe Biden gives the State of the Union here on Thursday night. Let's listen in to something Mike Johnson had to say, looking forward here to the State of the Union.
I've been asked many times, as many of us have, if you had to describe in one word what you believe the State of the Union is. You've heard the word crisis, you've heard catastrophe. I think maybe a summary is decline. And I say that with great sadness, we all do. But it's because of this president and his administration that we are indisputably in decline. Our economic strength is in decline. Everyday goods are more expensive. People can barely afford the cost of living now, their groceries and gasoline. Home ownership is increasingly out of reach. And U.S. household debt is at an all-time high. So our economic strength is in decline. American sovereignty is in decline. You've heard us lament the border. The southern border is a total catastrophe. There's no other way to describe that. Traffickers and cartels have taken operational control of the border. Fentanyl poisoning is killing our children. While President Biden opened the border with his reckless executive actions, and remember, we documented at least 64 actions that he and his agencies have taken to open that border wide. It was by design. In the midst of all that, we also learned last week he never one time spoke to the chief of the Border Patrol.
Okay, yeah, we'll stop right there. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that something? And, you know, one of the things, my friends, that I think what Speaker Johnson is really hit upon is that idea of decline. And you know what President Biden's going to say going out the gate tonight on the State of the Union? First thing is going to be, my fellow Americans, the State of the Union is strong. And every president's going to say that. We all know that. But in times where the State of the Union really is strong, there is an underlying feeling about that. That statement would ring true. But I don't know how that statement's going to ring true for so many people across the highways and byways of the land. I don't know how people will be able to tune in, if they want to tune in, to the State of the Union and hear that phrase, the State of the Union is strong, when they see all of this division that's going on, this division that's being ginned up on purpose. And, you know, we can juxtapose this with what Donald Trump was talking about yesterday on Super Tuesday, basically, or the on Tuesday evening for Super Tuesday, and that was, you know, everybody seemed to be doing so much better 3 years ago, and this transcended racial lines, political lines, socioeconomic lines, because the idea is that that rising tide lifts all the boats. But what the Democrat Party elite and the far left certainly have been, you know, bringing upon us has been that division, has been that constant animosity, that constant meanness. You know, it's just it's taking over people's lives. It's taking over people's lives. And one of the things that this election is going to be about is putting things back onto the right track. And I so much appreciate Jimmy T. Smith. I love talking with him every week because, you know, the idea is that when all these things are happening around the world, you know, and our troops are in harm's way, and we have such terrible leadership that that is responsible for them being those targets. Can you imagine being deployed somewhere, in, especially into the Middle East realm, essentially? I mean, that has got to be, in other words, the danger factor is always there. And this is what our military does. They train and they say, we'll go where you send us and we're not going to ask any questions and we're going to do our job and we are going to protect America. And they do that and they're brave, and it overwhelms me how brave they are. But it is in so many cases unnecessary to have the unnecessary danger factors involved. When you don't have a strong administration, a strong presidential leader that fends off, in so many ways, those who would ever do us harm, those who would ever think that they could ever get away with a drone attack as we saw happen in Jordan. This kind of stuff should be off the table for them. But unfortunately, it seems like more and more often they've sized up Joe Biden. That's a real, real concern. But the State of the Union, right now the State of the Union, it can be very strong again. It really can be. But that's why this election season, not just for the White House, but for your representatives in the House of Representatives, for the Senate, for your own state governments, for your local governments, all over the spectrum, that's going to be crucial to making sure that we do move forward. Well, I can't believe it, folks. The morning has just flown by. You know, we started this thing at 2 a.m., as we always do, Monday through Saturday, and the time just goes by. It really, really is something. Just really can't explain it. But we just got a direct message, and I appreciate it very, very much. From a union, I believe, listening on 9:30 a.m. in Tampa Bay, they say, and they have some very, very kind words. I'm really glad to end the show with this morning. This just came in. Said one of the best shows, I believe, in the USA right now. Keep going, Mr. Kyle. I thank you so much. That absolutely makes my day. And you know what we're going to do? We are going to keep it going. We are going to do just that. Thank you for your kind words. Folks, make it a great day today. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning, bright and early. State of the Union, we'll talk about it. So take care out there, everybody. We'll see you real soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.